So yesterday we gave the shiur the tshuvas Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer was basically laying the groundwork for what we're going to talk about today, namely, what is the mitzvah of Mila? Meaning, we discussed the Atara and what the different parts of the Atara, what is the Atara, the Megala of the Atara, but the big question that has to be addressed is what exactly does the Moel have to do? Does he have to cut the Orla until he cuts that amount that will Megala whatever the Atara is? And if it's not Megula based on the cut, then it's still an Orla. Then he didn't accomplish anything, even though he pushes it back, and Lamaisa it'll be Megula, but that's not sufficient. What do we say now? He'll cut whatever he cuts, and if he didn't cut enough, he could just roll it back, and if it's, you know, in a way that it will stay permanently, like it'll grow into the basar above the atara, you know, or whichever way you want to call it, below, you know, the difference far in this question is what's above and what's below. It gets confusing, but you know what I mean. You know, from the standard point
above,
of
above means above means.
No, there was some learning that the, you know, that the aver is the tip of the aver is that's the lamala and everything else is lamato. Well, you could say from the vantage point of the person standing up, you know. So the word lamala and lamata sometimes gets confusing when you read it.
I think we hold that the.
Okay, well, let's not see what we hold. Let's learn the.
With the clarification of terms that the tip is considered the lamata.
Okay, whatever the context is, you have to read it. It's not what we hold. It's what that particular line means.
Right.
Okay. So the pasuk says that Vayomol Kivel Avram Himol Nemaltem Es Posar Loschem Himol Yimol, etc. And then we've seen many times the Gemara in Yevamos and Ayin Aleph of the Beis about page 3 Amar Rav Ori Yitzchak Nidna Priya Smila Lavram Avinu, right, and we've discussed that many times. It's Tzitzin HaMakvin, etc. Oh, so let's take a look. Let's start now on page 7 in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in page 7, figure you're not going to miss this. Page 7, Sif Gimel. Ketzad Malin. So how do you do Mila? Chotchem es Ha'orla. Kol ha'or ha'chofa ha'tara ha'chitzkal ha'tara. So you chotech the orla, all of the or that's covering the atara, whatever the atara means, as we've learned already. And then, achakach, that's the or ha'milo, and then the or priya, porim es ha'krum harach shalamatam e'or ha'bitziporin. You take your nail and you tear it and you roll it up. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes, as he does often, the Chamudei Daniel. Chamudei Daniel is famous because it's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. And the Pischei Tshuva usually quotes it with Chaf Tav Yud afterwards. Ksav Yad. Because he didn't have the... It was a Ksav Yad which he had. And it wasn't printed. The Sefer wasn't printed. Today is... they're starting to print the Ksav Yad of the Chabu de Daniel, so we have, like Menachem Butler gave me, and so we have some more elucidation of the, because sometimes the Chabu de Daniel is very terse in terms of what's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. So the Chabu de Daniel says, Tosa B'Sev Chabu de Daniel Ksav Yad, Yesh Molim She'ein Chotchim Rach Ma'at Mi'or Ha'orl. He says that some molim are only cutting a little bit. And then, what you know, now the mole realizes that if you only cut a little, it's not going to be magula, that's going to be a problem. So what they do is, when they do the priya, and they're going to roll up the ora priya, so together with that, they'll roll up whatever on top of it. Whatever on top that didn't get cut will just be rolled up together with the, when you roll up the lower level, you'll, then the upper level will be rolled as well. She says, "V'tzorich ian minayin lahem ze." The mashum v'shulchan aruch de lo mahani ze. Rav shetzorich lach toch kol haor. He says, "Tzorich ian," because the pashup shad in shulchan aruch is chotchim. Keitzem al chotchim es haorla. It's mashma that the or ha'orla has to be. Now, one could say, you know, diber akasu behoive, that's the way you normally do it. And that's basically going to be the big question. Is a halacha? Again, if you don't chotech anything and you just roll it up, it's not going to stick. It'll never stay that way. It'll fall right down and it'll be chasa di atara and you accomplish nothing. But if you do some of it, then the rest in reality you'll be able to roll up and it'll stay. Even though you left over tzitzit ha'ma'ach v'mesamil. Obviously, if it's not tzitzit ha'ma'ach v'mesamil, then you were yotzer then. But say you cut and there wasn't enough, and now there's some besar that you know of the atara that, and we discussed what it means tzitzit ha'ma'ach v'm. So he says that the moralim, yesh moralim that are not only chotech a little bit, and we'll see. The Nefesh Chaya points out the reason why is they were afraid that they shouldn't hurt the kid, you know. So it wasn't just tam that these were kalidas, you know. It's tam, but of course, obviously, you have to do the mitzvah also, you know. Mizeh mizeh al tanach yadecha. You gotta not hurt the kid, and you have to do the mitzvah. So two things you have to accomplish. So he's saying that the molim are this, but he's wondering. In other words, he didn't say they're wrong. He says sarach ian minaylam lahemze, because the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is that maybe that's not good. It's a mashmos, you know. But he doesn't like. He says it's interesting how he phrased it. Like, he's not saying that. Okay, there's a word. He says sarach ian minaylam lahemze. Right, he's not. Yeah, right.
So the tzitzit ha'ma'atim, if you hold that you have to be choseich the orlo and not just roll it back, you have to be choseich also the tzitzit ha'ma'atim.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So now, oh, Ferrari, we walked in right in time. Page 10, right in time. Now we're going to talk about. Now we're going to finally see inside the famous statement of the Chochmas Adam. Yes.
Did they ever have a mugging when they were doing this?
Right. So they didn't. That's what someone pointed out to me. Okay. They didn't have the mugging, so that was one of the reasons.
So it was done by hand.
Yeah, in other words, they did a tfisa. They were tfisa with a hand. They cut the thing. And that's someone said to me. I think the Birkas Eliyahu, I think he maybe said that, I think he said that to me, that obviously the danger was greater without the mugging, because you don't want the knife to go.
When did the mugging come about? Like, when did that start being popularized? Like,
I mean,
we're
I could.
Sure that name before.
Yeah, we'll have a thing, but if you want to get exact dates, I could probably. What year exactly? I would have to look up. But I could probably, you know, find one of these books.
After the Chochmas Adam.
Maybe, probably. Probably. Somebody wrote a book on, in English about circumcision, and it gives you all the dates of when this thing and then that thing and the other thing. Okay, so the Chachmas Adam is going to now give a zinger. A zinger on page 10. Umizeh tira hara hagdoila. Okay, so he has a different tone than the Chamud Dineo. He doesn't say Tzarchi and Minal HaMazah. Yeah, page 10. You walked in the park. Page 10. Mizeh tira hara hagdoila. Sha moilim she'enem b'kiyim. V'cholchim rak miyut mehabosar shal orla. Fe'im arelim min ha-Torah. Tichihechi demal v'lopora. Ki'ilu lo mal. If you mal v'lopora, ki'ilu lo mal. Kol she'kein she'pora v'lo mal. In other words, if you did para, but you do mila, that's certainly no good. Kol she'kein hu sherei priya hu rak mi ribri ha'kosev v'imol yimol. Right, so priya is so certainly you have to do the aleph beis. The aleph beis is the mila, and then there's a riboy that you also have to do the priya. Virtue Avram Avinu shalod stavel a priya filu hachi amar lehi mol yimol. The rabbis tzitzin a matvin. So he says Avram Avinu. So what Hashem said to Avram Avinu, he mol yimol, and the Gemara says that's the rabbis tzitzin a matvin. So that means that even though there wasn't a chiyuv priya yet, so he's saying like this, priya, he's assuming like this, priya means the mimagala. But Avraham Avinu didn't have a chiyuv priya. So what did he have? Just a chiyuv mila. So korcha, that must have meant to cut. But it's very schwer. As we, Sharav Avinu Shalom Stavel Priya, Rafil Hachi Amar Lehi Mol Gimol, Rav Sisa Machvin, so must mean that you have to cut it. It's not a riot, I think others are going to point out. This, because Avraham Avinu wasn't Machayiv a Priya on the Or Priya. But that doesn't mean that on the Or Mila he had a cut. That was he saying, well, Avraham Avinu wasn't Mitzuva on Priya. So therefore, but he was Mitzuva Mila. So what does Mila mean? It couldn't mean to Megala because he wasn't Mitzuva on that. No, but like the Rechaim, I think is going to be Doicher, and others, that no, he was Mitzuva on Mila, on the Or Mila. He wasn't Mitzuva on Priya. It doesn't mean he wasn't Mitzuva on Giloy. He means he was Mitzuva on the Or Mila, to do whatever you have to do the Or Mila. It doesn't mean necessarily that the fact that Avraham Avinu wasn't Mitzuva on Priya, that means he wasn't Mitzuva on Giloy, means he wasn't Mitzuva on the Or Priya. He's saying, well, Avraham Avinu wasn't Mitzuva on Priya, so he was Mitzuva on Mila, so Al-Kocha, the Tzivay Mila, must have been about cutting. Not Dafka. That's not my Yichidish, the Dechia. I mean, the Bechaim and others. But this is what he assumes. He assumes that the concept of being Megala is only when there was Priya. Before there was Priya, it was just Mila, so that was Chituch. And whatever Chituch was then, we still keep that. So you have a Chiyuv of Chituch of the Mila, Ad Kedei, the Shir of Megala. V'lachin tzrichem amolum lashkich al zeh hadek heitev. V'im lo chotoch kedin, as I take it yachtov hu for acher mashinisha. But if you didn't cut enough, then you got to cut more. V'lo yamoil achotech sarvan bedover milhaniach acher ein zebusha. He says you shouldn't feel embarrassed that you didn't cut enough, because you got to do what you got to do. Mutar lo lispayish ma'at afal pisha ein zebusha milhotim tach yodo machshela gedola kaze. Better admit his mistake then
in this world.
Yeah. The royal sacking kemosh minat bekila kedosha prag. There is a yomim acher hamila holchim hamolim ubodkim atinok im nimo kahogim. And that's not only in Kehila Prague, it's, you know, here in... But Gam Sham Amolim Yishlam Chevra Kadisha. Yeah, right.
Right into the grave.
Yeah. Lachen Yicholim Vesakein Takonos. Right. In other words, they have a Chevra Kadisha meaning a vad, like a board. A board of directors who can make takonos. Chevroi b'chol hakilos. So this is what he says that they're not chaytech, and therefore and it's not going to be solved by priya. So you have to dafke be chaytech. Yeah. I think the Hanacha, I mean, you could...
And that's why he says, and that's why all the Zarayas are talking about Himo Nimo. Oh, if you're Porea and you're not Mol, so Koshkin is Mol for Porea. He doesn't, meaning because that's all...
Right, but I think what he means is I don't think he's attacking Moilim that...
Katulo.
The Katulo, and then they just leave it there? No, because I'll tell you why. It doesn't mean that. Because they're going to ultimately do priya.
Yeah.
So when they do priya, the other thing is going to go with it.
But maybe only do priya on the little bit that they.
No, because once you do priya, and the ora's meal is on top of it, then the whole thing is going to go.
But maybe they only did a little priya, meaning they cut a little bit, and then the priya they did,
right.
They just rolled back. A little bit. So they should cut more and do priya on what they further cut.
Yeah, but it's,
and then it makes sense, at least his kindness, and it makes sense that he's talking about.
Yeah, but
part of a little mall.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that's the shot. Because let me show you. You see, in the Binas Adam, he's going to clarify more, and it's interesting. But I was speaking to Rabbi David Hirsch about this inyan, so, you know, about what's the mitzvah. So he said to me, this is what he asked me. He said, are there any diyukim in the Shach and the Taz on this question? So it's interesting that the Chochmas Adam himself and the Binas Adam and the Rechaim bring diyukim both from the Shach and the Taz against what the Chochmas Adam. No, the Chochmas Adam himself is moda that the Shach and the Taz are saying against him. But he's saying that they're shvir. Now, one maybe could argue with what the Pshat in the Shach and the Taz were. But both the Shach and the Taz are saying, now, let me show you the Shach and Taz. And I'll show you that the Binas Adam. Yeah, the same person. It just he elucidates more and has more arichas. He says, "I'm not going to read the, but the and so if you look in the Taz on page 8." Page 9. So he says sometimes the Moralim are making mistakes. They go further down where I put the arrow. The first word of the line is Hapriya Kayemis. For easy Moralim Shatobas, Alkim Tsarach Shabachol Mila Yushab Od Moralim Achem Shayur Hetev Hapriya Im Hikahogim. He says, Rebbe's lo pora karoi. There was a lot of times they didn't do a proper priya, lo pora karoi. So there should be other moilim. So the diuk that both the Chachma Sadam and the is going to make is that the thing is you have to make sure pora karoi. So the question is why is that sufficient? If you say that it's not enough that it's pora, but it also has to be what? Nechtach, so it's not enough that's para karoi, because the assumption is if you're para karoi, then anything, it's all magula. Once you're para karoi, anything that was existed on top is already in that carpet. You know, you roll up the carpet, anything on top of the carpet also gets rolled up. You follow? So the Chochmas Adam himself and the Devei Chaim say that the Taz, well, we said you have to make sure that it was para karoi. And once it's para karoi, the assumption is that you don't have to worry that maybe there was or mila in there that if you would not have been para, will still be because it wasn't nechtach. So that's the diet that the Divrei Chaim, and I think in the Binas Adam himself, and the Bina Sodom himself, he also quotes this Taz. Yeah, what do you want to say, Matt?
So to be really, it has to be cut out, or you can still do a good Priya even if the cut wasn't.
Right, in other words, even if you didn't cut enough, that will magala based on the cut alone.
If you do a good priya, that will
be totally magula, because a good priya means it's no longer covered. So it's like you have a carpet, you want to roll up a carpet, and on top of the carpet there's another thing on top of it. So you roll up the carpet from the bottom, then whatever's on top gets rolled up too. So if you didn't do enough of a cut on the mila, So the Divrei Chaim, and I think the Bina Sadam itself says, well, leaves here.
So what does that say about the cut? So what does the cut have to be? What's the minimum requirement of the cut? Just that he shed blood?
In other words, the cut will have to be enough that it won't. That it won't. In other words, if you didn't cut anything, say, right? Say you didn't cut anything. Well, and you just roll up. And you just when you do priya, right?
No, but so that's
right. Well, underneath, right?
Right.
So say you
cut. Enough to get to the underneath.
No, but say you just pulled it up, right? And you rolled from the underneath together with the whole orb mila. It'll just roll back.
No, but so it's to do a proper priya. There has like what is the minimum amount of a cut? What do you mean?
In other words, you'll have to do enough of a cut. No, in other words, if you're not going to do any cut. It's not going to stay. It'll never stay. It's too much. So you need to. So you do
the
right. But if you hold like the Chochmas Adam, then you have to have cut enough that based on the cut of the Or Mila, that already is enough that you did it Lamala Min HaTorah.
Okay.
Even if I don't do any rolling. In other words, the Or Mila has to stand on its own to be. Even though if you didn't do the priya yet, it's still recovered by the or priya. But we mean from the perspective of the or mila, you were magala from the perspective of the or mila, even though there's still another layer underneath. That's the chabud Daniel, and that's the chachmas Adam.
How do we see him? This is talking about a moral cut, but then there are these like when it comes time to the priya, there's like this lechva there. And they would roll that back, thinking that's the priya.
Right.
And they made a mistake. That's not really the priya. The priya is this other layer that's there.
Oh, he's saying
they do that. They only get this leicha thing, and they miss the boat, and there's really this other ordak, which they didn't roll up, and they're really supposed to roll that.
No, no, where are you reading?
I started from a couple of lines before, when he said what the problem was.
Where are you?
And
the Taz, yeah.
And they're Porea that Lecha Ba'alma.
Right.
That was the Porea. The Ikra HaPriyakimus, but they're not right. The Porea that wore that.
Right. So Vizi Mo'alim Shatob is that?
I mean, okay. they did a good cutting, but when it came time with the Porea, they missed.
Okay, so whole Mila, you shall
all know. If you do the Porea properly,
then that's it. Right. But once you do the Porea.
We're talking about Mo'alim that they cut. They already cut enough. We're not dealing with that.
Right, but okay, but he's saying, but you don't know.
Malkaroi and Parakaroi. But really, they weren't Parakaroi. The Malkaroi, they really did do
to the government. Okay, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, he's saying that you should always.
It's not true.
Yeah, okay, yes. Maybe
and
it's
that. My parakaroi, that was low parakaroi. I mean, the whole karoi they did.
Whatever makaroi is.
Right, but maybe we don't. Okay.
Maybe just enough, according
yeah,
to
yeah, the maybe, maybe. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay,
so you could be not a. Okay, but David, I think the Bina Saddam himself, I mean, he quotes that the Shach. That the shach about Miskasha, he writes about, you know, Lom Nimo Kelchos, and Nami Omishmo Bokimo Sobashas, Miskasha. Okay, whatever, he wants to bring a raya, maybe it's a raya, maybe it's not a raya, but that's what the Chochmas Adam. So the Chochmas Adam Shita is that you need to cut enough from the chaticha that it'll be megula, and if you rolled up, and even though it now is megula, but then you didn't do the mitzvah of mila because lemaisa you didn't cut enough, even though now the whole thing is galta atark, the whole thing is megula, but it's not megula through the maisa chituch. Because if you, just based on the Maisa Chituch, it still would cover the Atara, or the Tzitzim HaMatrim, then he says that would not be good. The case of the Vinat Adam is more complicated, but I don't want to get into it because we didn't learn the Truma Sadeshin that it's based on. So that's why I'm leaving that out right now. So take a look now in the Divrei Chaim. He has many tshuvas on this. So we're not going to read every line in every tshuva, but I'll try to have the key things here. Let's look on page 12. Could be down. So even in Lohi Sira, Tzitzim, Makim, Rakali Dei, Hapriya, Bitziporn, Fayadah, Sha'olam, Nogim, Heter. Says Olam Nogim Chetim V'Chem BeEmes Kosef Hataz Livdok Achar Priya. So you could argue maybe he didn't want to say like the Taz. He's assuming like that the Taz says he bodig Achar Priya. So therefore, why don't you be bodig Achar Mila? So you're saying because it was Poshet. And we talk was saying that he did the Mila, but he's saying no, bodig Achar Priya, and that's the end all be all of the Bedika because in the end of the day it's Magula. In other words, he's saying maybe the Ormila is still there, so what does it help that you're checking after the Priya? So Rabbi Tog was saying, well, there was never a Shaila. That's the way that how the Taz learned. He's assuming that no, it doesn't matter because that's all you have to check. Then Shmami the Lichvos Lamed that came into Husar Me'al Atar VeHusar Mimakom Chiburo Begid HaVeKinik Mamish from the time King Gabi Avram Medulda etc. And then he says, "Umashe hikshik v'otarosto." Next paragraph, right? Targum shel nimol gizur. We learned yesterday that right we had two targumim, and what is nimol? Is it chituch or is it hukrisa? Yum bechasam sofer shekos behedik shenitag mukomo. So chasam sofer also says another thing. That whenever you alidei tzipor nikra nami b'loshen kodesh krisa. That's another thing that we didn't see that yet. That when you remove it from its place that it was there. That's maybe also krisa. But okay. Then he says mashehiksha malach kavodah kim lama mahadrina and b'shabbos atzitzin amakvin ha'efshar lasiro de priya. That is, he's saying, what's the idea that sits in a matvin or samilo on Shabbos? If it's true what the Chochmas Adam said, that you don't need to cut it, so on Shabbos, with it sits in a matvin, so why do you need to cut more? Just roll back. That's probably what the Rosh Chichovel Shechai B'Shabbos to Shviras Eivir Dafka, Halotzos Dam Havichovel, Vav Melochem, Kein Hoch Nam, the Be'inan, Bevadi Shev Sen, Bevadi Shev Sen, in other words, when you do the priya, with the thing, it's going to bleed when you're tearing it with your finger, you know. So, in other words, he's saying, don't think that when you do the rolling method with cutting with your finger, no blood comes out. So he says. Then he says, "Yineisha Matish v'seif nishma sod v'yordeya chidish lomad havich ilu enonimol." Right, he says Priya wasn't nitna to Avram Avinu, so he only had Mila, so that must have been cutting. The Gamli Didei Tzitz in Ma'afin Shmami Nad Shagam Bo'ar Mila Shai Tzitz in Ma'afin. Then Bidvarim Haplim the Bishvil Shalom Stavel Priya Lo Yeh Bidot Tzitz in Ma'afin. Understand? Just because he was Nitzavel Al Mila. But he still had a din of tzitz and a ma'akvin. So that doesn't necessarily mean that, therefore, in other words, Chachmas Adam was assuming that if there was no nitna priya, it's not only that, like, orha priya, but the concept of priya, of being megala, wasn't given. So he says, but the mice you have to do just the Ora Priya wasn't that you don't have to do anything to the Ora Priya. Hashem Yesh Limud Al Zeh Bevada Im Shtayer Mi Ora Chito Velo Nifra Bevada Yashayach Lavrav Avinu. Because Avrav Avinu also, if you cut the Ora Ha Mila and there was still Tzitz and Ma'akvin, so Avrav Avinu also would have had to, even though he wasn't Lo Nitna Priya Lavrav Avinu. That doesn't mean therefore he never has to be Megala. On the Orha Priya he doesn't, but on the Orha Mila he still has to. Vaday Yashach Avram Avinu didn't sit in the Matrin. Oh, Vaday, him Avram Avinu, Vashal and Parea, sits in Pitsipor and Edinu, the Havi, Kemal, Besakin, Kuvur, Bechasim, Sofer. Vinehi Adra, Bebesifro, Hei, Chikim, Pasakataz, Vashach. He says that he holds that the Taz and the Shach say not like him. Lachzik, Minago, Olam, Shekosha, Benifru, Hat, sits in Ode, Tipor, Belosakin. Right. In other words, the Chachmas Adam himself agrees that the Shach and the Taz. Okay, maybe Rabbi Tuchman is arguing with that, but he himself agreed that the Shach and the Taz said that all you need is Megala. From Minig Yisrael, v'divrei Tosfos and Alma Farish Perush Ani Adayin Roy LeZochro, because the Mishnah Elim Eino Babetruni Al Nimole Bnei Yisrael Shalom Kadas. So he says. He says, "Yinesha mati sheir kaddish min shmaya rabban mibelza hechmir bezev yine emesh lachatchil roy lahasir haorla legam mimamish." Ach v'yevet chas v'shalom l'tzar hayevav hanimol ligzor v'lachtoch Fanachlahem liyisrael b'minhagam hatov b'mitzah shekiblu b'simcha v'osim b'simcha. So basically, he's saying that, okay, you know, like Rabbi Tuffin said to me the other day, yeah, if you could shrine a cut, cut it, you know, but if you didn't, then, you know, it still should be okay. Provided that you act, that it's Megula. And then, and then he writes here on in Kufiyot Zayin on page 15. Mechtobu higyani ve'odos hamilot kvar hodativ daiti ve'od tachas yidit chadosh hasharbei rayas betshuva v'arucha. Then we're going to see in Chosan Ochi Rabbi Agol Mikalsh. So we're going to see the, then he says pein hiskim of omoshe nivir me'abosuk v'oshkosuf Achasim Sofer, Gam Zer Nikra Mila. In other words, it's also Mila that you took it off the Aver. Achim Rak Dochim Abbasu Labata Vadai Angel Krisa. It's a Chituch Olasir Sorrow. In other words, you have to have Chituch, either the skin or you're detaching it from the Aver. It's going to be some type of Krisa. It says, V'chein Nogim Chol Tfutzis Yisrael. V'chol Mekom HaShe'isi. Shechotkin udatim chachli lichiras kol or lagamri, right? He tried to cut the whole thing. Ula sira im nishtai ktsas hazai chotkin od ulam im nira eze dover meorlish yevshar lekalus la sira bechituk. But if they see something that it's not so easy to cut, porin also im apriya vigorim lamata. Mata means chen haminig b'chol tfus Yisrael meolam lo shamanu irer kutz. He says, no one ever challenged this except for the Chachmas Adam. He says, that was the minhag. And then he keeps repeating it again in the Kufiyot Ches. Sheila, im lo chotach tzitzin ha-ma'achvin, brach porom, im ha-priya, madino, tshuva, hine nirosh ha-aretz, we call rash, sefer chai odom, asher higzim, lomar, the lo havi mil klal, im lo koros dafka or ha-orlo.
Get stronger.
Yeah. V'emes gam tzadiki hador, his hiru l'chathila, lachtoch ha-or dafka, v'emes zenocho, kitom lachtoch ha-orlo, ach la'akev nearly borrowed the eno ma'akev, im right, he wrote Tezvav, Tezayin, Yud Zayin, now the fourth one. Achata bossi lovesh abesefer chasim sofer because of the mila in a kriser hasar sa orla or la elyon priya lahasig amora tachton. All of that because kusha shikshe the lama priya docha shabbos alo ali de priya lo nichusu yigid brisos that we saw yesterday in the chasim sofer. So he says, no, Mila hu loshon giloy. Ufi ani esnai di entzarech kol zed. Kach nizkat shahalach, and entzarech priya, v'amal b'shabbos v'lo para, lo kiyam mitzvah smil, v'chai misal chil shabbos, v'nin tzad ikir, kiyam mitzvah smil, hashpir wal idei ha-priya. Shum hachi shapir kol mar ha-gmar de nichor esal alav yudiyam l'risos, tu duzu as ha-priya, yefshar l'kayim ha-yudiyam l'risos, v'izeh l'mukha b'zeh de entzarech v'hachris ha-or, de shloma de Mila hu krisis ha-or, v'rach mishum hachi nikra Gamma Priya should Nikrosel give me Rus Zaya Priya, Yeshal Kami give me Saint Circle Rai Yosemisha Shalonu, the Dashinim Himo Yimo Had the Milo Had the Priya, I Lachash and Schacha Alocha, Hain Shub Molum Sumi Sol Shane's the Priya, or in Nikra, Milo Rak Giloy. Lomash and Nechtach the Nikras. Okay, Bada Shalosha Milo, Hainu Lahasir Hamixa. He says, in other words, Gemara dashes himol yimol, right? The Rishabi. So this is the first day. Chad la mila, chad la priya. So that means that that's included in Mila. Okay, Bavali Loshen Mila just means Lahasya Hamiksa, Rakavar Mavino, Lo Nitztava, Lor Apriya, Rak Or Elyum. If Yeshua ben Nun, Nitztava Gamar Lor Elyum. Aval Akrisa Dafka Menagid Lo Shamanu Vinehanach Lam Yisrael. He says, the Chassid Sofer says maybe there's a Krisa that you're taking it off the gear. He says, who says you need any Krisa? I mean, you need Krisa just to get the Priya, but the mitzvah is Priya. Even the mitzvah of Mila is Priya. So Erev Shabbos Kodesh Kof Vav Teves Tov Resh Lamed. And then it's stated again in the Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya is very chashuv a sefer. So I'll show you the line that I want to show you in the Nefesh Chaya. On page 20. He says on the left side, V'cheinu aminuk b'chol ha-mekomus. Says the Nefesh Chaya. V'chein ha-minuk b'chol ha-mekomus e'i medaktakim dafka lachtok or ha-elyon. Kol kachat shetizkal ha-torah mir ha-elyon or de-chitok ulfamim yechtach ha-mol yoser ulfamim yechtach ma'at v'yim yom l'chavim dafka yechtach ha-elyon kol kachat shetizkal ha-torah or de-chitok yochol lo bolu de-sakona. Kesheshamati shebo yiladim odei zel sakana. Right? He says you could cause if you cut too much. As I was discussing with a certain mild, you know, like why? Of course you should, you know, always why not cut more? But it's not so simple, you know. But sometimes, someone told me one moil he puts like a pen mark to see where he should try to aim to right, but you could be off. So, but the mice you're gonna be parayed,
Could you pull it so much that you wouldn't be able to do a priya? Is that possible?
Well, what we do, what many people, there's a separate discussion that we do mila priya vasachas. So once you do mila priya vasachas, so then you're gonna cut the.
Could you pull it so much? Like say, hey, all right, I raise the mishabach to cut as much as I want, but I cut so much, and then assuming that you still would have to do a separate priya.
Well, if you're just doing the cutting, there are
I'm saying you pull so much, right? You don't want to. I guess you just. As like a sleeve,
the orla you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the orla.
Right, so you just cut it.
And now it's left, meaning.
But then now you have the orla priya.
No, but like I'm saying, could it be? Could it ever be that you cut so much of the orla that once it like retracts, skin retracts, that everything is magala and the skin is like.
But not if you didn't take the orla priya with it.
Two
different memories. So you have to, if you take both of them, you take both of them. If you took one, you only took one. Depends what you took.
But not. There's two separate skins.
Yeah, two separate things, right.
Layers of skin.
Right.
But he's saying, so we cover not cutting both of them?
So if you do Mila Priya Vasachas, then you're taking both.
Otherwise you have to be enough to cut just one.
Just one, and then you, right.
The model to
yeah, so we'll talk. We're going to have a separate.
The labor itself, pull the whole thing over with the parameter and both at the same time. So there are two separate.
With the mug in.
The library does it. Yeah. He's pro first, pull it out and show it.
Right.
The Nefesh HaChaya said we don't cut the orphia at all.
Well, I don't know if he means at all, but he's saying that, you know, you do priya.
The orphia is for cutting, or elio.
So he's saying that the minig is b'chol ha-makomos. that they're not medactic, so necessarily to be chotech or elyon, asher tiskala. If they could, okay, matov. But basically, he's saying is that, you know, matov. Yeah, why not? Why not cut? Why not cut the whole, you know, but if there's, but there could be a chashas, you know, sakana, so that's the tzad. But at the end of the day, we have to be magdir, you know, what's the mitzvah? What is the ikar mitzvah? So that's what the Chachmas Adam claims the ikar mitzvah is dafka to do it through cutting. And therefore, if you're megala, but it's not through cutting, then you didn't get the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah. And the Rechaim is saying, no, the mitzvah is not cutting, the mitzvah is to be megala, even the or milah. Now, that technically will require perhaps a certain level of cutting, because you can't, it has to be parua, that it's not going to just come back. But once it's up there and it doesn't come back, we're going to learn later in the Trumas Hadeshin that even if it comes back later, it could be still considered Nimo. Then we have to see what's the shear. How long does it have to be up there? Because the Trumas Hadeshin has a case where it came back later.
The Preya. By up there you mean it's healing.
Yeah.
So
the Preya or the Preya with the Mila?
We'll see when we see it inside. But it came back later, and the shaila is what do you do now? But that, so this is just a fundamental. So basically, what the Divrei Chaim is saying is that the Chochmas Adam is making this big rash, but this was like the Nefesh Chai says, this was the minute to do it like this, because Lamaisa. It could be a sakana. Okay, like the British Oyo said to me, now we have a mugging, so we have a vachitza, so the sakana is less. But the bottom line is, what's the mitzvah? So he's saying that, you know, that the mitzvah is just the giloy. That is the, and a giloy that'll be in a, you know, not omer to come back. And that's the mitzvah, and then you don't say the mitzvah. Okay, matov, why not, you know, just cut it off, you know, but that's not saying that if you didn't, you didn't do the mitzvah, that you did do the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is not the cutting. We're going to see if there could be any middle, otherwise, is there a middle shita? What would the middle sheet to be? I'll give you a sneak preview. The middle sheet that would be like this. That maybe, you see what happens? You cut a little bit and then you roll it up and then it gets stuck on top. So the Divrei Chaim says, Yotzei the Mitzvah. The Chachmas Adam says you aren't yotzei the mitzvah. So the question is, and therefore, so you could learn pshat, and therefore he's an aura. You know, yotzei is still an aura, even though it's magula. But the ma'isa, it's like if you do, say we're not doing bris milah, we'll just take the orla and we're going to use scotch tape, right? So that's still what an aura. So the Maram Shik has this middle idea that we'll see Bez Hashem in a future shir. That you could say the following, that even according to the Chachmas Adam, once it grew in and it's Magula, you're not an Oral anymore. But you didn't get the mitzvah either. But you didn't get the mitzvah. It's like Kiso HaRuach by Kiso Hadam. Right? You're supposed to do it yourself. But what if, you know, Kisar Ruach? So the mitzvah was done. So you didn't get the mitzvah. Okay. But now there's no chiyuv anymore.
But in that case, if it goes back, you might.
Yeah. Right.
No, but he said,
"Damn,
you do it."
So we'll see. We'll see that. So there could be a third, you know.
So at that point, there's no possibility to do the mitzvah. You know, he never got the mitzvah milah.
Right. Right.
It's like he was born without
right.
the milah.
Right. So that's a third possibility that we didn't see today, but that's a third possibility that the mitzvah is still cutting, like the, but lemaisa. It's now stuck on top. It already grew in, or whatever. So it's Megala. And so he's not an Oro, because it's not, nothing is Mechasa, but then he didn't do the mitzvah either. According to the Rechaim, if you're Megala, you did the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah.
Done.
Chatchila, the Rebbe Tachlis said that he's saying, try to you know, do as much as you can. But, you know, you just have to be, you have to be careful. So, so Molim usually do try to do as much as they, you know. I mean, even the Nefesh Chai is saying, but the minig was that they, you know, they had to be careful. So today we have like the Berachas El Yosef, we have the Mogin, so they used to not have a Mogin. So we could have more leeway, but you still have to be careful. Like Rabbi Tucker was telling me a story about somebody got a Mila, was caught, and for what, 2 years. After the Mila, the kid had pain for 2 years. For 2 years after the, you know, because too much was cut. So you say, oh, Kol HaMadna, maybe it's a Meshubach. But, you know. yeah. So, you know, so we have, that's why it's important to define what is the Iker, you know. And the Divrei Chaim is the, you know, it's not a, you know, the Rechaim was the Rechaim, you know. And that was, clearly, there was a minig, in other words, you always have to say when there's a minig, is this a minig amaratzim, or is a minig, you know, what, you
but
know.
He's saying it's a minhag, it's not clear how much the minhag was, because in certain places it seems it was different from others, just from the school
we saw
today.
Okay, so Bez Hashem,
yeah. When he says Kol Yisrael, there's a different kind of Nazi Kol Yisrael.
Yeah, okay. So, Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow then.
Right, I know. I mean, but you have to.